Well, Todd, we saw some pretty interesting movement in the price of corn leading into this June 9th report, and a lot of that had to do with the forecast for some heat that we're going to start seeing pushing through the Central Plains later on today and then really moving toward the east by the time we get into Saturday and Sunday. We're going to see 90-plus degree heat building in underneath a pretty substantial ridge in the flow of the jet stream. In fact, some locations will probably push 100 degrees. And we've been talking about this for a while, the fact that the jet stream is going to be able to push a ridge by the time we got into the first week of June into the center part of the country. Now, something to think about here, though, is that the northern plains, which have been very dry, well, some locations are going to benefit from this heat. And what I mean here is that we're going to be kicking off some showers and storms. In fact, I'm watching for the severe weather potential for the next 5 to 6 days for the northern plains. It's going to be hit or miss, but that location, which has been quite dry, especially in the Dakotas, could benefit from some of this rain. I'm also watching for the potential for some storms in northern Illinois today and into early tomorrow. Now, if we think about this heat, is this heat really a bad thing? Well, this time of year, the answer to that is really kind of no. Now, if it was the end of June or any week in July, I'd say that heat like this will compromise the health of a corn crop. Not so much beans, but definitely with the corn. But because we're still several weeks away from pollination, this heat is not really going to be a bad thing. Plus, it's not going to be long-lasting. But the big question is, when does it break down? When do we get back into a different pattern? Well, what I'm seeing is that by Sunday night, another deep trough is going to be pushing into the west. Now, the trajectory of that trough is moving more toward the north central plains, and that's significant. And that's because as that trough, which is pretty substantially deep, and it is showing up in three separate models, okay, so that gives me confidence, as it moves into the northern plains, we're expecting quite a bit of precipitation in parts of Montana, parts of North and South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, and in Wisconsin. Now, as that system moves to the north, it does mean that it's not going to be bringing us major, major cool temperatures here in the central states. But I'm hoping that because the Gulf of Mexico is open, that's what we call it in atmospheric sciences, it's open, meaning we're going to get flow from the Gulf of Mexico, that we could see a decent chance for some showers and storms by midweek next week. So this is what we're looking for. And it's been dry in central Illinois. I looked this up this morning. The last time we had precipitation greater than a tenth of an inch of rain was May 25th, and on that day we got 0.21 inches of rain. We've had two little events that brought us 0.08 of an inch, but overall we've been in a rather dry pattern. We continue this for much longer, we're going to start to see some negative effects with this. But the good news is that the overall flow of the jet stream is such that it is still quite wavy, quite active across the North Pacific, and that will help keep bringing in these troughs. Now, if we kind of just take that forecast and stretch it out a little bit longer, here's some of the things that I'm seeing. There is a second feature coming in by next weekend, not the one we're talking about right now, but the weekend following. I'm less certain about the exact timing and strength of the trough that's going to kick off this system, but if it does, that could mean that next week gives us two chances of seeing some rain. And rain in the middle of June like this is very good for that corn crop. If we look a little bit longer term, I'm starting to see that a ridge is going to set up to our west around June 19th. And why that's significant is if that ridge establishes way out west by June 19th, we could get overall a northwest flow pattern through the central states and then into the I states here. And if we do have that, that generally points to ridge riding thunderstorms in our northwest flow. I'll also say this, we've been talking about these longer range forecast updates by the European model. Well, the latest 30-day outlook from the European model still comes in warmer than average for us, but it is less dry than the previous run, which means we have better chances of seeing more precipitation with that run. So if I were to kind of wrap everything up in what I just said, it boils down to this. Yeah, we're going to be seeing some heat over the weekend, but the flow pattern continues to evolve such that we're not seeing any long, sustained stresses for the Corn Belt over the next 30 days or so. Now, with any summertime weather forecast, that can change quickly, and I'll keep everyone updated as soon as I possibly can with any major changes. But right now, no alarm bells are going off in my head about the upcoming month or so.